Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Whoever loves me will keep my word, says the Lord. My Father will love him and will come to him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this, why I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Jesus Christ. Alleluia, alleluia. Hallelujah. Jesus says, whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him. Many times he said we loved Jesus, but we do not do according to his will. It's only half-hearted. Of course, Jesus still loves us, but we cannot receive the whole grace, because our heart is not completely open. Open heart means to love with the love of Jesus, to do everything according to the will of God. Not that every time so easy to complete the will of God, but at least to try our best. What's impossible meant, what's possible God? Just tell ourselves, try our best to live better every present moment. And secondly, Jesus promised the Holy Spirit to come. So in order to have the Holy Spirit within us, we need to have mutual love. God is love. Where there is love, there is God. There is Holy Spirit. So many times, we need to ask ourselves how much we love one another, in a family, in a group we belong to, in a church, or in other places. If our heart is open to all, love all, and trying to love unconditionally, there is the Holy Spirit within us. So he will give us the light, the strength. Let us tell ourselves, don't be afraid. Where there's love, there's God. Let us start again to have mutual love in our community, in a place where we work.